Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Oh, dear Blood River Radio family, as promised, we told you, after we're transitioning to the second hour, we promised we'd have Dr. Michael Hill on and the one and only Michael Tubbs. I got to tell you a little bit about Michael Tubbs. He literally saved my butt when we were at Charlottesville. He's a giant of a man. And Dr. Hill said he's 6'5". He looks like he's 6'7", maybe he's an inch. And he's a massive man. He looks like he could be like a defensive end on any pro team. But I'll make this real quick. When we were there, I was up on what they call the shield wall. I was trying to take photographs. And at the time, I was a field correspondent for Liberty News Radio and also a co-host for Political Suspect with James Edwards. I was taking photographs from all the hell going on there and sending the photographs back to TPC, to James and Keith. Well, the guys, I'll make this short because I want to get these guys on, but I want you to know what happened, how the debt I owe this man. The guys, the young guys, they had, in my mind, it looked like a big table of some kind, probably 2 inches thick, inch thick, maybe 20 inches, 24 inches wide and 6-8 feet long. It was heavy. Well, I had on a pair of shorts and running shoes. I thought we might have to get out of there quick. Well, that table, they had that table knocked out of their hands in the fight. They were fighting Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all these old Satanists up there. Well, when they lost control of it, I was up there with them, and it went down my shins, both shins, and you know, it was a major pain. But the biggest part of the pain was when it slammed on top of my feet. And then you got all these young guys there, some of them well over 200 pounds, fighting, going, jumping up and down that thing. I couldn't get my feet out. I know it had to be Michael Tubbs. He came up, the giant of a man, was on one side, and I was able to bend down, and I had the other side, and we got that thing lifted up maybe a half inch, just enough clearance where I could get my feet out of there. And God only knows what happened. I would have gone all the way to the ground and probably been stomped to death. I'm not exaggerating. It was crazy there. But I will always be in your debt, Mr. Michael Hill, for that. I would do anything for you. And it means so,
Michael,
so
Michael
much.
Michael
I mean, excuse
Tubbs,
me, Michael Tubbs. I'm sorry. I got excited. I mean, Michael Tubbs, yes. I'll always be in your debt, Mr. Tubbs. God bless you. You saved my butt that day. I'm not kidding you. And with that, I'll introduce. I guess I should. I got really excited and kind of out of order, I guess. But anyway, we have, like I said, we have Dr. Michael Hill and Michael Tubbs. Dr. Hill, where would you guys like to start tonight? Now, what would you like to do? I got a thousand questions, but I want you guys always. My policy is always like the guests when they come on. To talk about what they're most passionate about, because one thing, they enjoy it more, and secondly, it makes for good media. I always say this: I don't consider Blood River a show; I consider it a broadcast. We're a system. Blood River Radio is not a show. When I put it up there, I said it's a white civil rights organization designed to try to fight in any way we possibly can to stem the tide of global white genocide that's in full swing right now. So, Dr. Hill. Go ahead, take it away. Set the table, and I'm sure Michael Tubbs will dive in. We'll just go whichever way y'all lead us.
All right. Well, I've been on your show quite a bit, and I don't think Mike has. So I'm going to defer here and let Michael Tubbs take over right now and give him his impressions of, you know, what happened in Charlottesville and what the impact of it's been over the last 5 years.
Sounds good to me.
Well, I'm gonna tell you that I've done some pretty exciting things in my life, and I've been around the world and done things you only see on movies. But Charlottesville that day was the proudest day of my life. And after training for many years to fight godless international communism, it wasn't until that day in Charlottesville that I actually got to put my hands on some communists. And it was a good time to be had by all. It was pretty brutal. It was chaotic, but overall, it was a good time, and it's a day I'll never forget.
Amen to that.
Well, I tell you what, Michael Tubbs was a man among men that day. He parted Antifa and Black Lives Matter like Moses parting the Red Sea, man. I'm telling you, it was a sight to behold.
Well, I got to say, there was a lot of seemingly miraculous things that happened that day, which can only be explained by the hand of the living God. I've heard that term used before about parting the Red Sea as it relates to Charlottesville. And all I can say is, other than the hand of God doing it for us, I don't know how it was possible, because he scattered those communists before us like dry leaves in a hurricane. And
he really did. And they had us greatly outnumbered too, Mike.
Yes, they did, sir. And the Lord tells us that one shall chase 10 and 10 shall chase 100. And it was demonstrated very plainly that day.
That was an illustration of a lot of biblical principles on that day.
Yes, sir, it was.
I've got chills, Michael Tubbs. I'm going to ask you something before this hour's out. And we always get this is the second hour. We always, Dr. Hill can tell you, we don't do anything at Blood River. When we open up the show, we always open up with a prayer. We had Rand Owed coming on. I know you know Rand. He opened us with a prayer of the first hour. Before we close out the hour, I'd like to ask you, Michael, the last minute or so, would you mind, you don't have to if you want to, I don't want to put you on, I should probably wait for a break. Would you mind taking us out in prayer when this hour closes?
Michael Hill or Michael Tubbs?
Excuse me, Michael Tubbs. Excuse me. Did I say I'm sorry, y'all. I'm such an old fart. But 75 years old, it's starting to show. But anyway, Michael Tubbs, would you like to do that?
Well, I'm no preacher, and I'm a poor Christian and a miserable sinner, but I will do my best.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll just say this. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, you were saved by grace and grace alone, lest any man should boast. Your good deeds are likened to the filthy rags in the eyes of the Lord. So don't worry about that, Mr. Michael Tubbs. I can tell by the way you talk, you are a born-again Christian, you're a believer Christian, and by God, that's good enough for this show right here. It's good enough for you, and I would consider it a supreme honor if you would end this show. And I got chills, I don't mind saying that, about to cry. But if you will, lead us out in prayer, and I'm sure Dr. Hill won't mind because he does it all the time. And since this is your first time on the show.
I'll gladly stand aside and let Mike Tubbs say a prayer. He's a Christian warrior, and I certainly look forward to hearing the words he has to say in praise of our Lord and Savior.
And Dr. Hill, you have a sharper mind than I do. Don't let me forget that. I'm a forgetful old dude. So before I want to close this hour, since Dr. Hill didn't get to open it, I'm not saying Rand's prayer was no good, but it's just kind of customary. And Mr. Tubbs has really fired me up in my Christian life. So go ahead, Michael Tubbs.
What would you like me to say? Are you talking about the prayer now or something else?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. If Dr. Hill didn't have anything to say, I got 1,000 things here to say. Since Charlottesville, and I think I've asked this question a couple other times, what changed in your mind? What was different the day after Charlottesville in history? In this here United States, especially in the southern part of the United States, what changed politically, in the people's mind, the confidence in the government, their confidence in law, or their confidence in the court system? Anything you can think of that changed, that Charlottesville, in my opinion, Charlottesville was one of the most significant events that's ever happened in this country. In some ways, I even think maybe is up there with Pearl Harbor in a different way. In your opinion, and if nothing else, was it a signal? Was it a light, a neon light saying, look, you're telling the American people, your life has changed forever. Charlottesville is a glowing sign saying you have lost your rights. You have no rights. Any rights and privileges you had under the rule of law, under the Constitution, under the Bill of Rights, it was all a facade. It was smoke and mirrors. Anything to that effect, Mr. Tubbs, do you have anything that you'd like to talk about? That? If you don't, I got a thousand other questions.
Yes, sir. In my limited view, I think the best indicator of how this was a watershed event in American history is by the actions of our enemies following the event. I think we took them by complete surprise, even though there were street altercations throughout the United States in the previous 2 years. We watched them on TV and in various cities throughout the United States. We saw Antifa and BLM fighting and burning, and we saw some of our people resisting in the streets. But after Charlottesville, our enemies just went berserk. They spent something like $25 million to try to bring us to trial and destroy us. They didn't hold back in anything. They brought their best witnesses on the circus stage, and they did their very best to destroy us, because I think we really put the fear into them that day. It was like nothing that they had ever seen before. It was like firing on Fort Sumter.
I think Mike.
Guys, we're going to go to a quick break. Dear brothers, we've got to go to our quick break. This is our first break. We'll come right back. We'll go right back to you, Mr. Tubbs. Be right back.
Yes.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I tell you what, old Bombardier, the old Papa, man, I'm rocking high tonight. We got two of the favorite people in the world, you know, and we had Sam Dixon right before these two gentlemen came out, and I mean, it didn't get any better than that. I mean, I love Sam. Sam is an intellectual warrior, but anyway, we've got these two guys on. I've always owned it. Ever since Charlottesville, I've wanted to meet this man, Michael Tubbs. It's almost like an eight-year-old going to Disney World for the first time or something before it got taken over by the faggots. But anyway, we'll go right back to you, Mr. Michael Tubbs. We were talking about this stuff. I'm not trying to see if you like your memory's worse than mine even, but we were talking about what changed after Charlottesville. And you're talking about how the our enemy, we're pulling out all the stops. We scared the living hell out of them. We stood up in their spit in their face like men. And I'll just turn that over to you, Mr. Tubbs, because I don't want to put too many words in your mouth. But go ahead, brother.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, we discussed how the enemy reacted, but our own people began reacting in different ways, too. There was a lot of fence sitters before Charlottesville, and a lot of them fell off the fence onto our side. They finally saw the viciousness of the communists in the streets in full force, and then they saw how the controlled news media and the government portrayed the people that were standing up for our folk, and that kind of put them over the edge, I think. And I know that the membership in the League of the South swelled, and you know, people want to know who we were, what we were all about, and they wanted to be a part of something great. And also, I think throughout the United States now, secession has become more of a household word. And I like to attribute that to the actions of the League of the South, who's been promoting secession for the last quarter century. You know, when I first started 25 years ago or so, you know, you didn't see the word secession in mainstream media. But now we're talking about the breakup and balkanization of the United States. And I think Charlottesville had a lot to do with that. People are starting, our people are starting to find their voice, and they're tired of being called racist and white supremacists and homophobes and such. And those words nowadays just roll off our people's backs. And they don't have the sting that they used to, because our people are beginning to see the light and see who the real enemy is. They realize that our people are on the road to extinction if we don't do something quick about it. And you've seen here lately how there's the big debate, even on mainstream media through Tucker Carlson. We're discussing now the replacement theory. It's not a theory anymore. And I see all this having stemmed from the actions at Charlottesville, where people finally found their courage to stand up and resist. And I think Charlottesville is responsible for that. And I'm proud to have been a part of it.
And I was so proud to be there, too, trying to do my little bit. And Dr. Hill, would you like to weigh in now and kind of make some comments on what Mr. Tubbs just got through commenting on? Because I know if anyone would know, you were there, and you were lawfared to death up there, brother. You know, the enemy, the Luciferian Bolsheviks were dragging you into court, trying to destroy you. We were really afraid they were going to try to take your property, your home, et cetera, et cetera. If you will, take off on that, Dr. Hill.
Well, the legal situation has yet to be resolved, so I just want all you listeners out there to know that that's kind of still hanging like a sword of Damocles over our head. But so far, so good. You know, they as some have said, they hadn't collected a damn red cent from us so far, and praise God that they don't. But yeah, I agree with Mike. You know, that was a watershed event. It's the day that many people started. Or rather quit trusting the government. And I'm not just talking about the feds. I'm talking about local government in liberal places like Charlottesville, state police under a thug like Governor Terry McAuliffe. So I think it was a day that the eyes of a lot of Americans, not just people on the dissident right, but they're normal conservatives, even though we haven't had much good coverage from them in the media. I think a lot of normie, what they call normie conservatives out there, have paid attention to what happened at Charlottesville, and not only took, you know, I don't even know the word to use here, took heart, I guess, from the fact that we would stand up to communists in the streets of a southern city, particularly one as historic as Charlottesville, Mr. Jefferson's town. But, you know, also over the past 5 years, if you look back, I was reading an article the other day by Brad Griffin, also known as Hunter Wallace, who's a League member, on his fine website, Occidental Dissent, and he pointed out something that I'd been noticing, too, and that is, since Charlottesville, a lot of our ideas in the League including, as Mike Tubbs just mentioned, secession, have become somewhat commonplace among normie conservatives these days. They know that great replacement theory is not a theory, it's a fact. They know that this is a whole regime, and I'm not just talking about Biden, but I'm talking about the larger global establishment, is anti-white and actually pro-white genocide.
Yes.
So, you know, what we did at Charlottesville was the catalyst for so many things that we haven't even begun to quite sort out and understand yet. But I think as the time goes by, you know, the 10th anniversary, we'll see even more that's unfolded because of Charlottesville. But I think it was a watershed event. And I'm telling you, I was so damn proud marching down East Market Street beside Michael Tubbs, because when we came out of that parking garage and hung a hard left to go down the street, I looked at him and he looked at me, and we knew exactly what we were marching into down there. And we knew that it was going to be an exciting day from just the start there, because, you know, we had come to go into that park. I had my speech written and in my pocket ready to give. And there was only one way into the park, and that was through Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And we got down very close to them. And I said, well, you know, we don't have any choice. They were filling in behind us, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, throwing all kind of stuff at us. And I figured, as in command of the column, I had a decision to make. And that is, we needed to get into Lee Park as quick and as directly as we could. And that was over or through Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And Mike is right. They parted like the Red Sea, like leaves before the wind. And thank God for giving us the strength and the courage, all those League people, to do their duty that day. And, you know, we got sued. Yeah. So what? I mean, you go into battle and you expect to take casualties. We've taken some casualties. Mike Tubbs and I know that better than anybody in the league. But you know, somebody said, well, you know, if you knew what was going to happen, would you go back and do it again? Not yes, but hell yes. I'd go back and do it 100 times. That
Amen.
Had to be done. Yeah, yes, and so. We went there and did it.
You know, the only thing I regret about going up there and back the whole time, I'll always regret, I'll go to my grave because I missed that, they call it a tiki light. I call it a torchlight parade. Dog, I wish I could have got into that thing. That's one thing I wish we could do before I die. I wish we could have a torchlight parade somewhere right in the heart of some kind of, you know, some kind of a faggot liberal city. You know, I would love to have a torchlight parade. If you look at these old World War II movies, you know, when they used to have them like Nuremberg, they used to have these giant rallies in Nuremberg, tens of thousands of Germans there, you know, and they'd have their giant torchlight parades. I thought, man, that it wouldn't get any better than that. That it surely wouldn't.
Hey man, but, hey man, you better watch this. You're gonna be scaring some Jews now.
I sure don't want to do that.
You're gonna be putting fear of God into them now with them torchlight parades. Now
got that right. Well, you know, that gum right. We're almost coming up on a break minute, but I think we still have time. You know, we've been dealing with Mac Michaels a lot on this show right here, and you know, you two guys are familiar. With the Mac Michaels down in Georgia, they got railroaded into prison for they didn't. It was a non-crime. I won't go into it. But I'm going to ask you a question. Before Charlottesville, do you think the government, Mr. Tubbs, would be so bold as to like railroad somebody in like the Mac Michaels into prison and dittos? Would they be as bold to go in and hound the people that it were at the January 6th protest? And just come after them with no, you know, no habeas corpus, no rule of law, just violate, you know, the FBI, going all over the United States and just arresting people and sending them off into prison. There's the music. Send them off when we come back. We'll finish this question, and send them into God only knows prison, secret prisons. They don't have to tell your family where they're taking you. They don't have to tell you. They arrest you and send you to secret prisons all over the United States. But I'll ask you when we come back, do you think that would have happened before Charlottesville? I'll be right back, folks. We're going back to Dr. Hill and Michael Tubbs as soon as this break's over.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian forces mounted a counteroffensive as Russian forces hit residential areas across the country. A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others on Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims to have control of a village on the outskirts of the city of Donetsk. The Kremlin is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Matar has been charged with attempted murder and assault in a New York State court. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He can't speak and will likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for more than 3 decades. It's primary day in Hawaii. Voters there will decide the candidates for governor and other offices. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The family of a soldier who was killed at a military base near Killing, Texas, is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says that she told family that she didn't report the incidents for fear of retaliation. Her family is seeking $35 million in damages. Several people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also caused a fire. A gaping hole was seen in front of Ireland's Four Courts pub with smoke pouring out. The building is structurally sound, but it'll be a while before it can be occupied. The family of country singer Naomi Judd asked a court to seal police records and recordings related to the investigation into her death. The petition in Williamson County Chancery Court in Tennessee said releasing the records would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Well, God bless you, Blood River Radio family out there. We've had 2 of my favorite people in the world. We've had 3 of my favorite people in the world. Well, actually 4, including Rand. Rand is rock solid. I call him the old Alabama lone wolf. I used to call him the Alabama coon hunter and possum hunter. He's an Alabama coon hunter, cum laude, summa cum laude. But anyway, he's still listening, too. But anyway, people, I'm going to go right back to we're going to go to Mr. Tubbs. And we were talking about some very interesting stuff during the break. And believe it or not, people, I think I'm always being accused of seeing patterns that don't exist. But the pattern of we just got through talking about the Mac Michaels before we went to break. Everybody and his mama that's been listening to Blood River knows about the Mac Michaels. We've been working with them closely for a long time. Thanks to Mr. Buddy, who he's the one that first put us on that story. Also, we linked that together with this thing about the IRS. And I'll just skip down to three requirements that their major duties, the new IRS agents are going to be agree to participate in. They're going to have to maintain a level of fitness necessary to effectively respond to life-threatening situations on the job. Who the hell would think the IRS would ever have to be worried about life-threatening situations on their job? Because I always think if they're sitting behind the desk and using the computers to hound people like us. And also, they're going to be required, not just expected, to carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary, and be willing to and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous segments. That's right in with the damn Mac, what happened to Mac Michaels, because Mac Michaels were drug into federal court, FBI's federal, IRS federal, et cetera, et cetera. Mr. Tubbs, we were talking about that. Go ahead and tell us what you think about those two of those stories, one of those stories. Go ahead, brother.
Well, you had asked me before if I thought that Charlottesville played a part in the government cracking down on dissidents. But, you know, we all know that the government is evil and has been for a long time. It's done outrageous things against our people in the past. I mean, the first things that always pop into people's minds is Ruby Ridge and Waco. But our people have hated the government for a long time. I mean, look at Oklahoma City, and we're talking about the IRS. There was that fellow that flew his light aircraft into an IRS building somewhere. If memory serves me right, his name might have been Joseph Stack. But there's been resistance to the federal government for a long time because the federal government is evil. And I do think that the Charlottesville events have frightened them, and they realize that they need to crack down on dissidents with a heavier hand than they have in the past. And I think that we're seeing that. We have all these minority special interest groups that are very loud, very vocal, and always get their way. And if the letter of the law is followed and a white man is freed, that's not good enough for them. Somebody has to pay. Somebody has to go to prison. Somebody has to be executed as far as these ethnic minority groups go. And the government is more than willing to keep them happy just to keep cities from being burnt down. So, yeah, I think the events of Charlottesville have helped to increase the tensions, the way the federal government operates against dissidents. Yes, sir, I do believe so.
Dr. Hill, Mr. Tubbs, that was a great response. Dr. Hill, in your opinion, this may be a rhetorical question. First question, would the government, the state, and the feds, would they have been so confident in their ability to go in and to railroad? I keep going back to the Mac Michaels, but that's a fresh case. They were totally confident. They violated every kind of law in that court down there in Georgia, and they wouldn't let the lawyers present a decent case. The judge himself, I've been told, before the daggum trial started, he had a moment of silence for a young man, a young dreamer whose life was snuffed short by some evil racist. I mean, you know, could that have happened in your mind as easily? Would they have had as much confidence to do stuff like that before Charlottesville? And I'll save a second question for
you. I don't think so. As Mike said, it's given them an excuse to crack down on dissidents. They really don't, you know, we've seen this enough close, seen this close up enough over the past quarter century, particularly in the last 5 years since Charlottesville, to realize that they're not bound by the rule of law, or they're not bound by court precedent or anything like that. They simply do what they want to do and dare someone to stop them. And we've said in the league for a long time that the only way to get these people to stop is to make them stop. And that is true now in spades, I think. But, you know, I think this is a necessary step. You have to pull the mask off the monster. And we did that at Charlottesville. And now everybody is seeing the true nature of this thing, this federal government that, as, you know, Mike said, is evil. And it's corrupt and corrupting as well. And the mask is off now. We really helped pull it off at Charlottesville. And unfortunately, people like the Mac Michaels are paying the price for it. But look, this is war, and there are casualties in war. And we have to understand that. The only other alternative is just go ahead and surrender and turn yourself over to the enemy and hope that his tender mercies will be shown to you. Otherwise, you fight, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But you keep fighting with the ultimate goal of victory and wading in the blood of your enemies up to your ankles, as the Bible says. So there are casualties. I feel terrible for that family. It's an injustice, but we're living under an unjust system that we need to get out from under. And the league has had for 28 years, really, the answer to that, secession.
You know, Dr. Hill, you made a salient point, my brother. You said that the only way they're going to stop is that we stop them, because in my opinion, and I don't think people would argue with me, that it's just going to get worse. They're going to get worse. They're going to get, if they meet no resistance whatsoever from us, now their evil deeds they perform against us, I think, are going to be directly proportional to the amount to us laying down. In other words, there could be an inverse relationship between the more we resist, if we start really getting badass and really scaring them, they're probably going to back off. But I guess it might be a rhetorical question, but do you think, before I go to something else, Dr. Hill, of course y'all can do anything you want to. These are just some questions I had. This FBI, excuse me, this IRS situation, getting the weaponizing the IRS more than I ever dreamed possible. I didn't think they would do that. It doesn't really surprise me, but Mr. Michael Tubbs said that there's always been a marshal division with the IRS, a part of the IRS that he said that were trained carrying weapons and, kill people and break things. But are they, Dr. Hill, are they going to be coming after people like us that went to Charlottesville? The scuttlebutt is they said that they're going to go after, they're going to make sure that the big corporations, these rich fat cats pay their fair share of taxes. I don't believe that for a second. What do you think, Dr. Hill?
No, I think this is just a way to terrorize the population and strike fear into their hearts. As we were talking about at the break, why else would they publicize this? This has been publicized all over conservative social media, dissident right social media. Everybody knows about it now. Everybody knows that figure, 87,000 armed IRS agents. Yeah, what are they going to do? I mean, they're going to go into boardrooms and, corporate offices. Hell no, they're going to be coming to middle and working class families' homes to terrorize them. We already know this game. But let me tell you, they're up in the stakes here. They're up in the ante quite a bit, because I'm telling you, the game is changing day by day, and it's getting more serious day by day. And a lot of people out here are beginning to say, hell no, I'm not playing this game anymore. You know, this country's going to hell, and I'm not going to participate in just letting it go. So I think the feds may be biting off more than they can chew here, if indeed their intent is to use this 87,000 armed agents to enforce their will on the white, middle, and working class. They're going to find a lot of pushback, I think.
I hope the hell they do get a lot of pushback. I know some people that will push back. I believe you're right. And I believe it. Earlier when Sam Dixon was on, he said he's actually more confident now since Charlottesville. Matter of fact, he said he was talking about Donald Trump. He said Charlottesville was a big wake up call for a lot of people standing on the fence. And I think Mr. Tubbs said the same thing. Well, and also, I guess I will. He also said, thank God for the Trump. I hear the music. When we come back, we'll talk about the raid on the Trump headquarters. And he says, thank God for that. That's going to wake up a lot of these sissy fence sitters. Be right back, folks. Go to our last segment. I can't believe it. Be right back, folks.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people in our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And I don't want to forget, but I want to make sure this before we leave tonight. I'm really thrilled. I want to have another believer, my precious brother, Michael Tubbs, to lead us out in prayer. So, you guys, don't let me forget that. I'm notorious for my bad memory. In fact, I can't even remember what the hell it was. I was going to ask Michael Tubbs about when we came back after the break. But if you can remember what I was talking about, Michael Tubbs, you can take off on it. If you can, I'll ask you another question.
Oh, man, we've talked about so many things. I think talk about the government's response, you know, would they be so brutal if it hadn't been for Charlottesville?
Correct. We talked about that. Well, I'll tell you what. I've been so excited tonight, dear Blood River Radio people. We've got these two guys I respect so much. And I don't have a lot of guys I respect like that. I always get extremely excited when Dr. Hill comes on, and Michael Tubbs is just like making it on steroids, both of them together. But I'll say this. I'll go back and ask this thing right here. It may be a little bit I'm going to ask this. I'm getting all hyper here. All right. You know, people back there in the 1917, 1918, the Bolshevik Jewish Revolution that took place in Russia. Matter of fact, the great Dr. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said it was not a Russian revolution at all. He said it was a Jewish Bolshevik takeover of Russia. He said the Bolshevik, the people that actually took over Russia, they hated Russians. And you can see, and I'm going to go to this question in just a minute. And to quote Dr. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, he said that there was 66 million whites, and most of them Christians, were brutally murdered. Worked to death, starved to death, beat to death, shot by the 100% led Jewish NKV, the Cheka, finally became the KGB. I'm sure these guys, I don't know more about that than I do. They it evolved about 6 times into the KGB, but it was run back in the 20s, you know, in the late teens and 20s, totally by Russians, and they killed millions of white Christians. And, you know, taking over that country, guys, the blueprint they used, a lot of the same blueprint they used in the Soviet Union. You can see here, the 87,000 IRS agents, the kangaroo show courts, the way we were set up in Charlottesville, the way, you know, the way we see the out-of-control police forces. Now, a lot of those same systems, a lot of the segments of that blueprint that the communist Jew Bolshevik used in the Soviet Union, I guess is a rhetorical question. Dr. Hill, do you agree with Simon Roach that the exact same system was used in South Africa? Is that exact same system, this is a rhetorical question, do you see any of those elements being used, Dr. Hill, and are they being used by the children of the same people that did it in the Soviet Union?
A couple of years ago, I wrote a series of articles called The New Red Terror for our Free Magnolia tabloid. And what I said is that we got a new red terror coming, and obviously the stolen election, and everybody who you know paid any attention knows that the 2020 election was presidential election was stolen. That's a coup d'etat, and this is a new red terror that we're facing. Same people. The Jews have been undermining the United States for the last 100 years, from the time they took over the financial system and the newspapers and public relations and, you know, Madison Avenue and all that kind of stuff. They've been running the narrative, and it's been a long-term program, and we're, I think, in the final stages of their attempt to do in America what they did in Russia 100 years ago. And we are blessed and fortunate enough to be here as the opposition. I couldn't think of a bigger blessing than to be put here to defend the white race and all of our civilizational accomplishments in the face of this ancient enemy. And we're just seeing this played out every day. Every day there's something else. But it all points to the same thing. We are going through the same type of situation that that Tsarist Russia went through 100 years ago. Americans need to wake up to know who the enemy is and what their plan is, because this is coming out of the Judeo-Bolshevik playbook, straight out of it.
I couldn't agree more. Michael Tubbs, you know, my grandfather, the people that fought my great uncle and my grandfather in the 20s, and prior to that, in the First World War, Tom Goodrich would call World War A, he called Second World War World War B. Mr. Tubbs, would you like to chime in on what Dr. Hill just said? In your opinion, I know, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, do you see any aspects, any things in this that's been going down that could stand out as areas of parts of this blueprint that's been used over and over and over since some of it started in the Lincoln's War against the South. But would you like to take off of that, Michael Tubbs?
Absolutely, sir. Yeah, our Southern ancestors were warned repeatedly, and especially by the great Southern theologian James Henley Thornwell, that our enemies were communists. And, we were fighting against the Red 48ers who had fled Europe during the failed communist revolutions over there, and they were instrumental in leading the United States Army against the Southern people. And it's been one anti-communist battle after another. We had the Red Summer of 1919. We had a lot of communist activity in the 1930s. And, you know, our government allied with Uncle Joe Stalin in World War II to defeat the only force on the planet that could have destroyed Judeo-Bolshevism. And it's a playbook that's been going on since the Garden of Eden. They have not changed. It's effective for them, and if we don't fight back, it'll be our undoing. If they don't have to change their tactics, because it works everywhere they go.
I think it's a fantastic answer. You hit upon something you called Judeo-Bolshevism. What do you think about the link? You know, I bet Dr. Hill knows where I'm going to go to this, because I hammer the Southern Baptist almost every, and I will tell people I'm a recovering Baptist. How much have you, in your opinion, Mr. Tubbs, off the topic, has the established church in the United States, have they been a dupe? Are they a part of this enemy against us? The so-called Judeo-Christians, and I'll name the Southern Baptists, United Methodists, United Presbyterian, all these mainline churches that preach this Judeo-Christian crap. I guess I just answered my own question. Have they been infiltrated by these same people that we talked about that made war against the Russians, in your opinion, Mr. Jones?
Absolutely. There's absolutely no doubt about it. The communists have bragged that since the 1930s, they began infiltrating our churches and our seminaries. And the seminary infiltration was more damaging because there's more churches than seminaries. And if you enter the seminaries and change what they teach, then you change all the churches that the ministers go to. The vast majority of the churches, so-called churches in the United States, are captured by the enemy and in their long march through the institutions that they've conducted in North America. And it's not just, of course, our churches, it's just our schools. Every institution has been corrupted by these Judeo-Bolsheviks. So, churches are pretty much useless for the same reason that we know that we should homeschool our children, we should home church our families.
Great, great, great answer. And I bet you $10, Dr. Hill will agree to that. This may be another little side jump, but earlier, I think during the break, we talked about Donald Trump and the raid on Mar-a-Lago, and Sam Dixon said, thank God for that raid, because he said a lot of the fence sitters of, you know, the epitome of the fence sitters have set up and taken notice of that. Before we go to that final prayer, Dr. Hill, in your opinion, is Donald Trump going to be arrested? Is he going to be put in prison? Is he going to be assassinated? Either one of those two. What's going to happen to Donald Trump?
Well, I think all three of those are possibilities. Certainly after they were bold and brazen enough to raid Mar-a-Lago, I wouldn't put any of that as being off the table for these people. But I think Sam Dixon was right. This is opening eyes of a lot of people. And I heard someone say the other day, you know, Donald Trump's not safe. You're sure the hell not, talking to the general population. And I think that's true. And Donald Trump doesn't represent the white race, but he is perceived by the enemy as representing the white middle and working class. So any attack on him is going to rile up that base, and it's going to be an attack on white folks. And you know, you put that together with the 87,000 IRS agents, it damn sure looks like the other side is preparing for some kind of conflict here, and it looks like they're pushing it. But I agree, this has awakened a lot of people, and we'll just have to see what happens. I mean, everything is on the table. I wouldn't be surprised within the next week or two to hear that Donald Trump had been indicted, had been arrested. I wouldn't even be surprised to hear that somebody had assassinated him or attempted to. He is a target here, and he represents the interest of white people.
Bingo. You couldn't get one better than that in a computer. We're almost out of time, guys. Mr. Tubb, I would really appreciate it if you would go ahead and lead us out in prayer. Take your time, and if you don't mind.
Certainly, sir. Like I said, I'm no minister, but I'll give it my best shot. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your people come before you now humbly in prayer. And though we are all filthy sinners, we ask you, Father, to not forsake us. We ask you, Father, to let the shed blood of your only begotten Son cover our sins. And though they may be as scarlet, we ask you, Father, to make them as white as lamb's wool, that we might be worthy of receiving your blessings. Father, we ask you for the blessings that multitudes of patriots have asked you in generations past. Father, we ask you for strength. We ask you for courage. We ask you to awaken our people and help them to see who our enemies are before us. And we ask you to quicken their spirits that they may step forward and do battle with the Antichrist system that rules over us. This we pray in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Thank you, my Amen. Dear brother, Michael Hill. And thank you, my dear brother, Michael Tubbs, and my dear brother, Dr. Hill. I got chills from that. I'm not kidding you. Bless you, brother Michael Tubbs. Bless you, brother Dr. Hill. Guys, we're totally out of time. That's it. This has been probably the best hour we've had in I don't know how long. I finally got one of my dreams. We're getting Michael Tubbs on the show. And the only thing better would be I get to meet you in person before too long, Michael Tubbs. God bless you, my brother.
Sister
respect. And God bless you, my younger brother, Dr. Hill. People, y'all have heard it. Y'all had two of the best in the business on tonight. And it made my year to have them take us out in prayer. Good night, Dr. Hill. Good night, Mr. Tubbs. Good night, Cam. Good night, Blood River Radio audience. God bless you all out there. And please pray for all these guys who are on the show tonight. Pray for everybody on Liberty News Radio, Blood River Radio. Pray for me and my family. We'll pray for you. Good night, everybody.